Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad. It
is my pleasure to announce the 2020 winner of the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl hammers it home. Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto with the helpers.
Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
We have a star in the making right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
Jason's looking like he's picking the right time to get hot here.
This is Ryan Nugent Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
We're a really good team. We know that. And just trying to go out there and show that every game.
I'm James Neal.
I know this.
Jujar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for three decades. Pass Archibald Richard Star.
Mike Smith,
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
What a stop made by Mikko Koskinen.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 Chad.
For Brendan Escott joining you. This is Oilers Now. Gordon Lightfoot turning 82 years of age today. Geez, it was just a week ago. That was the 45th anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking. I know we deployed the legend of the Edmund Fitzgerald a week ago and opened up today with, if you can read my mind, written back in 1971. And that song made its way into a hockey movie soundtrack. Some of you might remember this. Actually, you know what? We're going to do this right off the get-go here. We're going to have a little bit of fun on Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Can you name the little-known Canadian film in the early 1970s that featured that song, if you can read my mind? So I'm giving you a hint because the song came out in 1971, and it does have a hockey connection to Delisle, Saskatchewan. So that might give you a little bit of a hint. Again, you can text us at any time on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Gordon Lightfoot, one of the great folk and country songwriters out there. This is a guy that Bob Dylan looks up to. If there's anything that's perhaps greater evidence of the man's talent, Bob Dylan is not a guy that tends to look up to a lot of musicians out there. Hope you're having as good a Tuesday. We're obviously living in very challenging times, to say the least. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. I was listening in and out over the last 3 hours with Danielle Smith, The Great Reset. There's some people being educated out there, that's for sure. Pretty interesting things going on in the world with the economic forum that's going to take place this spring in 2030 and all that. Man, we are in challenging times, to say the least. Coming up on today's show, it's a Tuesday. Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spector for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta, featuring live standardbred racing each Saturday and Sunday at Century Mile. Fan access is still limited, but you can watch and wager online at hbibet.com. Horse Racing Alberta, employing Albertans, contributing to the economy, and caring for our horses. Of course, you can text us at any time on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. And we'll head off to the River Cree Resort Casino when we hook up with Mark Spector and with Alan May from NBCSN, Capitals analyst, longtime NHL player as well. The River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. All slot machines, table games, and the poker room now open at River Cree. You'll notice the slot machine separated by plexiglass, one of the many steps that the River Cree has taken to follow all AHS guidelines. Be sure to try one of their 9 dining options, including the brand new Italia as well, where you can enjoy 2-for-1 entrees at Italia on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The River Cree Resort Casino, Alberta's premier resort destination, and the River Cree Resort Casino brings you Elliot Friedman every Friday on this show. And again, we'll just see how quickly people jumped in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Yes, indeed. No, the movie was not Slapshot. I asked for the name of the movie that had that song, If You Could Read My Mind, by Gordon Lightfoot in it. And pretty. It was filmed in Delisle, Saskatchewan. Drew Remenda's father was actually in the movie. We've had Face Off. It was not Face Off. That was more specific to Ontario, and I believe there was a Jim McKenney connection back in the day as well. By the way, Mark, longtime defenseman, has texted the show to say Bob Queen yesterday, Gordon Lightfoot today. Amazing, great musical openings. Another text here, Craig says, Gordon Lightfoot is an incredible songwriter. And winner, winner, chicken dinner. This was not the trivia question for the fans, but hey, we do have, I thought we had, yeah, there we go. Is that, who's got that? Terry, Paperback Hero was the name of the movie that was, there's a line brawl scene from the movie that was filmed for Paperback Hero in the arena in Delisle. So there you go. Text us anytime, 780-496-0063. Bob, the 1971 film to feature Lightfoot song was Winter Comes Early. I seem to recall Derek Sanderson making an appearance, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to check that out. But definitely, John's got Paperback Hero. It was Paperback Hero. Bob was Youngblood. Youngblood was from circa 85, 80, well, it was definitely the 85, 86 season. I actually went to the premiere of Youngblood, which was at West Edmonton Mall when people still went into movie theaters. Remember, Steve Smith was like the big key guy that came from the Oilers organization. Rob Lowe was in Youngblood. I used to have a guy named Dean Millard. Well, everybody knows Dean Millard in town here. Dean used to do our show on Mondays when I'd have Ryan Rashog and Dean Millard in from what was then CFRN TV and Global TV as part of the Monday Edmonton sort of sports panel. And Dean Millard is a huge, and I mean a huge, fan of the movie Youngblood. It was hard not to be a fan of Cynthia Gibb back in the day as well. She was a star in that movie. Bob, what about the movie Goon? Well, it was not Goon, that I can tell you. I never really got the whole Goon thing. Like, to me, that was, and maybe it's just too old for it when it came out. So I'm going to go to a guy from a younger era and a younger demographic. Have you seen, is there not Goon 1 and Goon 2 that are out now, Brendan Escott?
Yeah, they've got a sequel.
And what do you think? What do you think of the Goons?
It's all right. I mean, it's a bit of, It's what I would call a cult classic, I suppose. I don't know if I'm a part of the cult.
Well, I'd tell you, Paperback Hero is probably a cult classic, too, from the early set, as would Face Off. Those were not, like, Slapshot was a fairly successful commercial movie. Paperback Hero, Face Off, those were sort of Canadian-specific films that didn't have great international success at that time. Wow, this text comes in. Al has texted the show to say, Bob, stick to hockey. Music is not your M.O. So he doesn't like Queen, and he doesn't like Gord Lightfoot? Like, he doesn't like Gord Lightfoot? Seriously? Al, we're all entitled to our opinions. John Short used to talk about a term that you'd have the democratic right to be wrong. You know, maybe, I don't know what type of music you're into, but give me some musical selections, and maybe we'll weave our way through that fabric of your musical knowledge and work that into the show on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now. Again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. Where do we start here? Well, I guess, you know what, Pierre LeBrun put a couple tweets out today that could maybe shed a little bit of insight, and basically, and I don't like paraphrasing other people's work, so we're going to go right to the tweets itself. Okay, this is from 4 hours ago. As we go into the top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of the $99 pre-scheduled furnace maintenance. The NHL continues to hammer away in daily calls, trying to put together a plan for the 21 season. The 16-player return-to-play committee has convened nearly every day over the past week, but internally, not with the National Hockey League. The NHL and the NHLPA communication remains at high levels. There is no question, that's coming from Pierre LeBrun from earlier today. I thought he had some follow-up tweets as well on that. But anyhow, bottom line is negotiations continue at this time. Last Friday, it was Elliot Friedman saying on Oilers Now that he believes that the players certainly are perhaps... Put it this way, the sales job in the summer for return to play to complete the 1920 season was probably greater for Donald Fehr at that time for the players, since the players have been paid 92% of their money, than it is for Gary Bettman and the owners. Well, now that the players need to play to get paid, they're, with the exception of the guys that have already received their summer bonuses, special players in the league like Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews, they get their money that comes with the territory. And I believe Matthews was a $15 million American bonus. It's got to be around 21, 22 million Canadian that he got on July 1st. But the players obviously have a real appetite to get playing here. And without fans, for a lot of the owners in the league, it's going to be a challenge. Cash flow is a bit of an issue. And obviously, from a Sportsnet perspective, they'd be absolutely digging a Canadian division. In fact, I think many of you would as well. I think that comes with the territory. So, again, this is going to be the ongoing story here on Oilers Now until we have a resolution of this, until we actually have a plan for when we're specifically coming back. And I know that Gary Bettman... A lot of people talk about January 1st to January 3rd. I think pragmatically, given some of the challenges with COVID across North America, regardless of what your own personal belief is in terms of the actual severity of the virus and who it affects and all that, the reality is it does affect things, and it certainly affects the potential of having fans returning to games. And we know that fans make up a huge percentage of the dollars for the owners around the National Hockey League. We're going to have to continue to monitor the story until we get to a potential return. Again, I'd say it's still a long shot to start January 1st to 3rd. I think we're probably looking somewhere between January 15th until February 7th. Again, today's top story brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of the $99 pre-scheduled furnace maintenance. All right, again, we got spec coming up today at 12:35, but right now we're going to head off into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, where safety meets savings at Edmonton Fort McMurray online at directworkwear.com. Dave Tippett, Oilers head coach, was kind enough to join us on yesterday's edition of Oilers Now. He had this to say on what he's heard about the return to play measures.
Well, you try to keep in contact with as many people as you can to get as good information as you can, but it really... most people are in the same boat where the latest talk is January 1st, and so you're kind of gearing towards that. Whether that becomes reality or not is still to be determined. But, you know, I stay in contact with our coaches, stay in contact with Ken Holland quite a bit, and just try to stay up on the news as much as you can and be prepared, ready to go to camp. I think it'll be a shorter camp than normal when we get going, so we're going to have to be prepared and jump in. I like the moves that Ken has made over the break here to add some depth to our team, so I'm excited to get back. But when it starts, your guess is as good as mine.
There we go. That is Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. Listen, you know what? This is what I like, Brendan. I like it when we get a texter. I texted Bob the 1971 film that Lightfoot's song was Winter Comes Early. I seem to recall Derek Sanderson making an appearance in the movie. Regards from Ken. Ken followed up and said, no, Bob, you're right. It was Paperback Hero, not Winter Comes Early. I remember the Canadian actress Trudy Young in the hockey movie, and it was Winter Comes Early, which didn't have Lightfoot song. So there we go. I've never seen the movie Winter Comes Early, but definitely have seen Paperback Hero from back in the day. And we'll have Drew Remendo on next week one time to talk about his father's involvement in that flick. Mark Spector's joining us today at 12:35. He's just tweeted out, after a positive COVID-19 test on the Carpat roster, the Finnish side will now sit a 10-day quarantine. No games or practices for a week and a half for Jesse Puljujärvi, who's got 1 goal and 3 assists in the team's last 9 games. Got off to a real good start to the year. Things have gone a little bit quiet on that team of late. Back into the audio vault for Direct Workwear. And Dave Tippett had these comments on the Oilers' added roster depth.
Well, I do feel we feel like we have more depth. And it's not, we had some good players last year, but we've added to our skill set and tried to make our forward group a little deeper with the skill set. You know, we still need some players. Archibald will still be a valuable player for us. We talked about Haas. I think we'll continue to grow. But with adding tourists and the young German
Cahoon.
And Puljujärvi and bringing back Ennis, you're still got Neil, Chase on, JJ. I mean, we've added depth to our team up front that we just didn't start with last year.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Which I think will be beneficial, especially if we get into a shortened, condensed season. You're going to need lots of bodies.
All right, that is Dave Tippett, who added some additional comments. Frankly, it's been a point of contention between Mark Spector and myself. Tippett had this to say on how he feels the Oilers can improve 5-on-5, given the fact that they've got greater depth at forward and perhaps a different type of transition defense.
Well, first of all, we have to, as a group, we have to continue to try to defend better. And one of the best ways to defend better is to defend less. And exactly what you said, when you don't move the puck out of your end very well, if you get pinned in your own end, you spend more time there. And ultimately, you can be a great defending player, but if you defend too much, it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. So we have to be have a little more balance in our group, have the puck a little more, because when we have the puck, that means we're not defending. Now, that being said, I think we can defend better. There's 5-on-5. Our special teams last year, I was very happy with, but 5-on-5, especially the first half of the season. The second half of the season, we were much better, but the first half of the season, we struggled. struggled 5-on-5, and really our top two lines carried us with our scoring. But we have to be a better all-round 5-on-5 team, and some of that is having the puck or doing better things with the puck, and some of it is defending a little more. So exactly what you're saying. I like where we are. We feel like we have more depth with the ability to play with the puck.
And one final comment from Dave Tippett in our Oilers Now Audio Vault section for Direct Workwear. The Oilers obviously signing Tyson Barrie in the offseason. The team will not have, looks like, Oscar Klefbom for the upcoming year. And Tippett was fairly positive about Caleb Jones as well. So here's Dave Tippett's comments about the Oilers maybe having a different type of transition defense.
We were fortunate, really fortunate, to sign Tyson Barrie with Klefbom a question mark. Tyson Barrie he's really excited to be an Oiler, and that's I think he'll come in and really have a good year for us. And then I think Caleb Jones is ready to take another step here, and I think I'm really excited about him, his ability to move the puck and skate, and he's just matured into a nice player that I think can take a bigger role. So we on paper, you never know. It looks better, but we got to get into the game and get playing and see where we come out. But right now, I like where we're at. And Ken and I were on the phone the other day. We were just talking about, I put our lineup when I first took the job last year, and then I put our lineup as of today a couple weeks ago, and I think we're much better. So now we have to go prove it on the ice.
All right, October 29th, 2019, in Detroit, Edmonton rolled with McDavid, with Dreisaitl and Cassie, and R&H with Kara and Gagne, Haas with Neil and Chiasson, Sheahan with Yurcho and Patrick Russell. Okay? Now, Edmonton's options would include McDavid with R&H and Cassian, Dreisaitl with Cahoon and Yamamoto, Turris with Ennis and Puljujärvi, Haas with Neil and Archibald, Kara and Chiasson, Nygaard and Russell, all being extra forwards. Considerably more depth up front for the Edmonton Oilers. Just before we go into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, longtime listener to the show, Val from the high desert of Northeast Colorado, has sent me a message saying, Bob, who doesn't like Lightfoot and Queen? Question mark. I don't. But Bob, it's your show, so your music. You get to play whatever you want. Some like, some dislike. It must be a Tuesday. Carry on. You know, just for that one day, I'm going to play Till Tuesday with Voices Gary, just to have some fun on the show. All right, off to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. Edmonton owned and operated, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com and back at the 630 Chet Studios, Brendan Escott.
Nashville Predators have officially loaned Philip Tomasino to Team Canada for World Junior Training Camp. Bob, you probably know this better than I do. When is that set to start? It's got to be soon, if it hasn't already started.
It started yesterday, didn't it?
Okay, that's what I thought too. Yes. Okay. Yep. So he's down with Team Canada now. A couple months after winning the Stanley Cup, Tampa Bay Lightning organization eliminated 30 jobs as a result of lost revenue this year. Needless to say, they anticipate, as pretty well all the teams do, another year of lost money post-COVID along with the rest of the league. AJHL handed out some accolades after opening weekend. St. Albert product Evan Fredette named Player of the Week following back-to-back shutouts of the Drayton Valley Thunder. Fredette's the goaltender for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. Matthew Savoy of the Sherwood Park Crusaders named Rookie of the Week. He had 4 points in 2 games against Spruce Grove. And Brooks Bandits defenseman Corson Coolmans, he of the A grade from NHL Central Scouting's Players to Watch for the 2021 draft, he was named the Defensive Player of the Week.
And I saw Mark Edwards come out. I'm just trying to think of which publication Mark is with. Certainly a guy that a lot of people like out of Ontario. Well-respected fellow. And you know what? He's got, I believe, one of the publications out there currently has Dylan Gunther, who is playing with your team. Mark Edwards is with Hockey Prospects, and they have Dylan Gunther ranked number 7. And I'll be frank with you, I will be surprised if Gunther is still there at 7 from the Edmonton Oil Kings. My guess is that Gunther goes in the top 6 of the NHL draft, somewhere between 4 through 6, but we'll wait and see. All right, here we go. At 12:28 in Edmonton, are going to head off to a global news, weather, traffic update with the second biggest Boston Bruins fan in the building. Shea Gannum's number one, and Randy Kilburn's got your news up next.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.